Baik, bertemu kembali bersama saya Nia Rozman dan kami masih bersiaran di luar di Sime Darby Convention Center Kuala Lumpur di mana acara sedang berlangsungnya IWFCIM. Dan untuk anda tahu apakah agenda ataupun main fokus kepada event ini, saya akan bawakan penganjur dia sendiri untuk dia berkongsikan apakah fokus kepada event acara hari ini. Saya mempersilakan Salwana Ali, merupakan Presiden IWFCIM. Terima kasih Salwana Ali. Saya berizinkan saya berbahasa Inggeris. I want to say Salwana Ali, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I'm sorry to take you far away from the event. You must be busy organizing and managing through all the tentative throughout the day. But for the people out there who's watching out there, they want to know what is your main focus for today. We know we're talking about woman, but what narrative you're trying to bring from this forum investment today?
Okay, thank you for having me. Really appreciate that. You are so right. You know, we are so busy. We got about 150 women entrepreneurs inside there. And in celebration of the International Women's Day, embrace equity is about, it's no longer about equality, right? It's now about equity. So we need to pay attention to that. What does that mean? Say, for instance, you have two kids.
Two kids.
Right?
Not yet, but okay, for instance.
For instance, you have two kids and you want to give them fruits, but you want to show equality.
I understand.
So you give both of them two apples.
Two apples.
Right? But maybe one is allergic to apple. Why should you give them an apple? Wow. So you have to give them a banana, for instance. Yes. Right? Him or her a banana. So in this case, that's equity in comparison to equality, because you are more customized to specific needs. Right? Because I'm allergic to apple, I cannot take it. So you give me another fruit. It satisfies my hunger and the outcome is I'm satisfied.
Okay, there's so many apple in our conversation right,
right.
now.
Okay. Yeah. So what I'm saying is our focus today, the narrative is really about, according to the Securities Commission report, women entrepreneurs are grossly underfunded. So while we have achieved a number of progress in terms of women empowerment, but as far as funding, and it's in relation to us, the community of women entrepreneurs, there's something very, very drastic that needs to be done. And it starts with some discussions among our members. That's the reason why we believe that this event today, the Investment Forum, supported by Bursa Malaysia, Capital Markets Malaysia, and with our partner Alliance Bank, so we got the entire community and ecosystem together to have a very serious discussion on what exactly each one of us needs to do to play our role to basically enhance this women's opportunity as far as closing the gender gap in funding. So I think that's the main idea of what this investment forum is all about. Today.
Talking about promoting and upskilling a digital solution is extremely crucial to enhance a woman enterprise growth and resilience.
Right.
So from this program, how can we bring a narrative? What can we do to equip women for better understanding and clarity of many facets to prepare, promote and position their businesses from the inception to global media players and businesses leaders?
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting question and it's a very, very big scope, right? Yeah, but if you look at entrepreneurship and businesses, there are many sizes of businesses, be it startups, be it small business or medium businesses and large businesses. So every business has different needs. So if you talk about digitization and digitalization, these are two very different things. Digitization is about just making something digital, whereas digitalization is really understanding your business processes on how to enhance customer service, how to operate better efficiently. So this kind of thing needs to be put into consideration. So as far as our role, International Women Federation of Commerce and Industry Malaysia is a global non-profit NGO supporting women entrepreneurs. So the kind of programs that we provide, which include education, enhancement of skill sets, providing market access, connecting our members with the regional funders, you know. So there are many things that we do from A to Z. So the key thing is, if you are a member of IWFCIM, there's almost like we have this kind of needs assessment, so to speak. So which category of customized, you know, programs that needs to be done to cater for your specific needs, back to the equity that we talk about. just now, the apple versus
the apple versus the banana. It's actually an inspiration. Women organizing this event, it's very important to celebrate the achievement of women. So dah tentu banyak perkongsian yang dikongsikan oleh iaitu Presiden IWFC IM sendiri, Salwana Ali. I want to say thank you very much for joining me today and sharing the forum forum investment today, what actually main focus. And sekarang kita sampai di sini saja, di mana kami akan bersiaran secara langsung daripada Sime Darby Convention Center Kuala Lumpur, di mana banyak perkongsian yang akan kami bawakan. Teruskan bersama kami, jangan ke mana-mana, di mana Astro Awani akan membawa liputan sepanjang hari, membawakan tema Kasih Wanita, di mana kami akan bawakan suara dan juga suara-suara wanita untuk melihat apa, untuk meraihkan perjuangan dan memberi penghargaan kepada mereka di luar sana. Sudah tentu, sekian saja Niaga Awani pada kali ini. Saya Nina Rozman, salam hormat.